COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Aaron Murphy, well, it's good morning, Coach Morgan, from Dublin to Germany, parts unknown. We will soon meet up on Scottish shores, but a good morning to you. We've been busy behind the scenes, so Coach, do you want to just give the Purple Army a little bit of an update on what's been happening since you signed on the dotted line?
Yeah, it's been busy on both fronts, not only recruiting and speaking with agents and players all over Europe, North America, but also organizing my family move here to Glasgow. So definitely busy times, exciting times. I think it's going to be great for the organization, the new ownership group coming in, and also the most importantly, the Glasgow fans. And I've heard nothing but great things about them and the support they stand behind the club 100%. So excited to finally get over there and get settled in and acclimated to the new city, my new office, and hopefully start meeting some of the players in person.
And of course, you've probably had enough text messages and calls from me that this was probably the last thing you wanted to do today was talk to me on yet another platform. But we've certainly had a lot of fun. And I think one thing for me coming on board is that there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that I knew about anyway as a broadcaster. But talking about players and stuff, we've had a lot of fun, isn't it? It's a lot of fun at this time of year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just networking too. I touch base with so many agents and so many players all over, whether they agree to sign or not. It's nice to have that, and just trying to sell them on the city and the team and the new direction and the new ownership group. That's always exciting. And sometimes if it doesn't work out for this season with a certain player, at least you've made contact and kind of got that behind the scenes relationship with them that maybe in the future there's a chance for them to come. So. We got a number of players signed already, some more announcements, some massive announcements coming up in the near future. So definitely excited and excited to get started.
We put some questions out on social media, such as the world we live in. People want to pick your brain. From Good Evening Hockey Twitter, what style of hockey are you looking to play this season, Coach?
Yeah, I think the game has evolved, especially since I was a player. It's much faster now, so definitely a high-paced, aggressive style, and aggressive not only on the body but on the puck. And I think puck pursuit and puck pressure in today's game, speed and transition, defensemen joining the rush, attacking, holes off the offensive blue. It's I think the game now is evolved to that high offensive pace, and that's kind of the style I've adapted to.
From Phil Cadle, also on Twitter, what would you consider to be a realistic and successful season this year?
Well, I think you start every season with the highest expectations, and then you can kind of dumb those down to realistic expectations. But I think based on the team we're assembling and some of the personnel we're adding and the new ownership group and yourself as a senior advisor, just everything around the club in a whole new direction. I think we're going to aim for top four. We definitely want to compete for all three trophies. So that's the goal. But it starts from training camp through exhibition and then the first game of the year, just to keep improving.
From Glasgow Clan Updates on Facebook, how do you plan on ensuring the squad maintains a high level of moral and physical preparedness throughout the season? That's a word jumble this morning as I don't have a coffee yet. But yeah, how are we going to keep the boys morally and physically ready all season?
Yeah, I think to create short-term goals too, where they feel like they're achieving success early in the season, mid-season, towards the end. I mean, it's and through a good rigorous training program, not only off the ice but on the ice in practice. We do a ton of video analysis, teaching through video, breaking down game tapes. So just it's a daily process. And like I said, it'll start from day one, and we'll see what we can achieve by the end.
We've spoken a lot off camera about culture and building that dressing room, building that sort of family atmosphere. But also one of the things when we were interviewing and you were so impressive is for me that stood out was exactly that open door policy, treating players with respect, making sure that there's a clear line of communication. And one of my roles will be to help you with that. If a player needs something, I can talk to ownership. And I think that's a really important thing in today's game. You talked about how the game has changed and stuff. I mean, the whole thing about get up, you know, your bell's been rung. That those days are gone. We have to help guys feel comfortable and also, but I think guys need to feel that they're a part of something special. And that's certainly, that's the feel around the club right now.
Yeah, I think when you create that tight-knit family bond in the room and surrounding, you know, with everybody surrounding the club, it's one family, one goal, and like no one's really successful unless we all are. So I think when you have that relationship with the players, open door policy, and you know, direct line of communication daily with them, it builds confidence in them. They build trust in you and what you're selling. And I think when you have a group that's excited, enthusiastic every day to get up, get to the rim, to work hard, to compete with each other, to compete against each other, to make each other better. That's the recipe for success. And so from day one, it'll be that, to create that tight-knit family bond that the guys want to battle and compete for each other.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
The game has changed, but the league has changed. I think gone are the days of one import goalie and hoping that he can play all games in all situations. One of the things you and I and behind the scenes with the staff we talked about was the philosophy of certainly needing two very good goalies to create a bit of a competition for the net, but also to know that on any given night you have the best scenario to win. So talk a little bit about Jake and Antti.
Yeah, I think Jake and Antti, two high-quality goalies. I think we were lucky to land both of them. And like you mentioned, a lot of back-to-back games, and I think it's important to have a great goalie duo, and they can have a tight friendship as well as far as pushing each other. And at the end of the day, the win is the most important goal. So, you know, that'll be communicated to them early on behind the scenes, like before camp starts. That, listen, we want you guys to push each other, but you also got to be a cheerleader for each other and back each other up. And I think, you know, you see evidence of the Vegas Golden Knights. They went through five goalies. And so I think having depth at the goalie position and young Ewan Simpson, like possibly as our young third, and I think it's going to be a great duo, and I'm excited to watch them compete against each other and compete for the team.
We've had some signings announced. There's many more. I know people, there's probably been a week now between signings, but that's because we've been working hard. There's been some travel. There's been some meetings on certain things. So keep the faith. There's more players coming. But some of the guys we've already signed, the likes of Charlie Combs, Nate Callen, there's some excitement with some new guys that will be wearing purple this season.
Oh, definitely. And like you mentioned, you know, some great players already inked and plenty more to come. And we're really fortunate to get Charlie. I think an offensive weapon. He's proved himself in the league. And Nate Callen, you know, he's a tremendous skater, going to provide some offense on the back end. But just, you know, some of the returning players, some of the new players. It's like I said, it's an exciting time for everybody. It's going to be a different feel. A lot of new faces, and it's going to be, you know, a new direction for the team. So I just can't wait to get over there to Glasgow, get settled, get my office all set up the way I want, and start meeting some of the players in person.
And of course, I will buy you lunch when you touch down. I'll take you to some of my favorite places. I mean, food will be very important with our relationship when I arrive to Glasgow as well. And we look forward to meeting all the staff behind the scenes and certainly all the players. One last question before we let you get going back to talking to agents and players this afternoon. What you're most excited about? This is a new venture. You've had lots of success as a player. You've played in the highest levels. You've had lots of success as a coach in Europe. What are you most excited about being behind the bench for the Clan and also the challenge of the Elite League?
Yeah, I just think from what I've heard, I've coached many players that have gone through Glasgow and played in the league, and just I think the most exciting thing for me is just to hear the tremendous support that the Purple Army provides. They stand behind the club 100%, winning or losing, in game to game. So I think that's going to be the most exciting thing for me is just to step foot behind the bench that first game and just feel the energy in the ring.
And you will be blown away by the energy in that building. I've been lucky, whether it's Champions Hockey League or Elite League action, to be in a commentary position at Braehead Arena and hear the noise from the Purple Army, one of the top stops on the circuit, and it will be certainly a place that you will make home. I look forward to shaking hands with you in person real soon. A Coach Morgan and Murph moment. We'll do it again. Maybe we'll make this a weekly feature, but you'll probably be tired of me picking your brain by then. But have a good day. There's many more signings coming, and thanks for taking the time, Coach.
Thanks a lot, Murph.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.